Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Good to have you all gathered here this morning for another day of celebration here at Peace. We're thankful to have each of you here. I want to give a welcome to those that are tuning in with us online in our live stream. Welcome to Peace. We also got probably a handful of people out in the parking lot listening through 103.5 FM. Welcome. And then great to see all of you gathered here this morning in church. I don't know about your family dynamic growing up. In my family, we had three siblings, two daughters, and a son. I was the son. And now guess what I got? Now my family, two daughters and a son. And what I've noticed about that dynamic is, how does the saying go? I wrote it down here. Two is company, three is a crowd. I speak from experience when I say that, because in our dynamic growing up, there were two that would really get along really well, and that third was kind of left out. There was oftentimes two that would get attention, and then there was a third that was kind of left to the side of the family, so to speak. That happened every so often. Well, this morning, I bring this up as a way to start our service, because oftentimes as we think about our triune God, a similar dynamic can happen in the church in the way that we look at our God. We believe in our God, believe that God is a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But oftentimes what happens is that there's the shy one of the Trinity. And which one's the shy one? It's the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Gene. The Holy Spirit's kind of hidden sometimes in the way that we talk and discuss and live out our Christian walk. Today we're going to highlight the Holy Spirit, and know that in the weeks ahead, a lot of the readings and teachings are really directed towards that third shy member of the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit. We're going to see that the Holy Spirit gives us strength and gives us a great foundation as we make decisions in our lives, and we can live with confidence even when we have hard decisions to make. We'll have that highlighted in our reading, especially from Acts chapter 16 in our worship service. Just a few notes to share with you before we begin. Today's a special service in this sense. We are celebrating our graduates here at Peace Lutheran Church. I know we've got a few of them here this morning. We have six graduates at Peace, four from high school. So we have Reese and Haley. Reese is right over here. You can just raise your hand right there. And we got Haley Benson. Good to see you, Haley. Congratulations. And then we also have Savannah and Ryan Gunther. They're not here today. And then we have two college graduates, Justin Johnson, and then also Mallory Stokes. We have bags for those people, for our graduates out in the narthex. Go ahead and place a card or a gift if you brought one. If you missed out the opportunity this week, go ahead and bring it in the office. We'll make sure it gets connected with our graduates this week as well. After service, we'll have a cake reception in the fellowship hall, so make sure to head on in there and give congratulations and check in with one another as we normally do. And then the second thing to share with you is that we have brought back our song selection box at church. It's located out in the narthex. Go ahead and access it and use it. You can't say, boy, the pastor chose some strange songs. This is your opportunity to participate and offer a song. And if it is within the reasonable range of singing at church, we'll select it. We'll use it here at Peace. Great. Are there any other announcements to share this morning before we begin our worship service? Really great news, too, to share with the congregation. That is, our choir is going to lead us in song today. They have a really powerful and great song to share this morning. Our God is an awesome God, so we look forward to hearing from them as well.